My name is Wally Wulanjuma Wunungwa. I come from Yirrkala, which is about 600 miles east of Darwin. I lived and grew up there at Yirrkala.
Wally Wunungmura is one of the few remaining signatories of the 1963 Yirrkala Bark Petitions. He was only 17 years old when his community called on him to join them in the fight for land rights. They knew he was one of the next generation's leaders.
The only reason why I've been invited to be a part of that process with the old people, together with the old people, is that I was chosen by the old people.
Wally is now the chairman of the Northern Land Council. He lives in Darwin but maintains strong ties to Yirrkala, and he still remembers strongly what life was like in Yirrkala back in his youth.
Yirrkala is a lovely town, a beautiful town, very close to the sea. I felt like going out fishing, going hunting, do other things like playing sport and so forth.
The semi-nomadic life of the Australian Aborigine is still the dominant civilization of Arnhem Land. But it seems there will be change. Rich bauxite deposits have been discovered, and a mining company has leased part of the area to exploit the deposits.
The threat of mining in Yolngu Land had a huge impact on the community at Yirrkala.
They were digging and destroying the country that we loved.
And all with very little regard for the traditional owners of the land.
They reckon it's their bauxite, but half of them wouldn't even know anyway, what the bauxite looked like, probably.
Wally and his community were up against a powerful mining corporation and a government supportive of bauxite exploration. And the attitudes of miners at the time were pretty unsympathetic as well.
Do you think any of the men here actually think about, the white men, think about the land rights issue?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think anyone's more or less interested in that sort of, it just goes in one ear and out the other,
And it went on and on and on until we came in clash with one another.
For a long time, Indigenous Australians had been agitated for some kind of recognition of their rights.
Australian National University Professor Howard Morphy has studied the Yirrkala Bark Petitions and the land rights movement starting in Arnhem Land.
In the case of Yirrkala, the case was a very, very strong one because the Yolngu people in northeast Arnhem Land had really only been colonised for about 30 years before the Bark Petitions.
And we kept on talking about, look, let the system of white men's Western world system and the Aboriginal system work together and try and solve this problem.
The people of Yirrkala have protested to the federal government about the project.
And those petitions were essentially expressing their concern for the threat to their land, and it initiated in many ways a very major Australian public argument, discourse about land rights.
The message that runs through that Bark Petition is the same all the way through, begging and asking for a recognition of Aboriginal people's recognition of land rights.
There were sheets of paper typed out in the formal way that the Commonwealth required for a petition to be sent. But the border around the outside had paintings respectively belonging to the Dua Moiety and the Yiricha Moiety.
It's been the culture all along. It's been a culture. People painted on bugs. People painted on the body of the deceased. People painted on the circumcision ceremony.
The Bark Petition's merging of Western political mechanisms with traditional Yolngu culture was a landmark move. It epitomised the Yolngu's philosophy on working across cultures with respect for each side, and it set the whole land rights movement in Australia on track for change.
The Bark Petitions really set Aboriginal land rights on the centre stage in Australian politics. Without them, it may be that land rights in the form that they eventuated would never have occurred. But they became something that was so persuasive in a parliamentary context, but also drawing the attention of Australians in general to Aboriginal rights that most people had not really taken any notice of, were actually things that had to be resolved. Because actually, if you didn't resolve land rights in the case of many Indigenous Australians, in a sense, the invasion of their country was an ongoing thing. And we'd reached a moment in time in Australia where I think that was no longer possible, where in fact things had to be resolved by legal mechanisms.
Mining went ahead in Yirrkala and was followed with a massive refinery being built in Gove, 20 kilometres north. But the Bark petitions and the All News fight for their rights were heralded as one of the most important steps towards the 1976 Aboriginal Land Rights Act.
And I'm very, very happy for what I did. I know it was a long, hard struggle, but I was there for my people all along through.